I've said it before, and let me say it again, the Bible is under siege. It is under siege in the classroom. It is under siege in the media. It is under siege in the books we read, in entertainment, on the web. The Bible is under siege. And if you are a genuine believer in Jesus Christ, you had better wake up to that fact. Now, I, over the last few weeks, have been talking about a Professor Ehrman who is bent on demonstrating that the Bible is hopelessly riddled with discrepancies, that Jesus Christ was a false prophet, that the Bible simply cannot be trusted as the infallible repository of redemptive revelation. Now, I don't have a personal axe to grind with Professor Ehrman. I don't even know him. But I have a completely different mission. He talks about how his students, and even the more conservative ones, resist his diatribes against the Bible for a time. But before long, he says, as students see more and more of the evidence, many of them find that their faith in the historical truthfulness of the Bible begins to waver. My goal is not to cause students to lose their faith. My goal is to cause students to find their faith, to trust the Bible. And I am particularly focused on this goal right now, in that we are reading and recognizing, on the basis of research, that the vast majority of kids that come from conservative evangelical homes are walking away from the faith. Some say 75% of them. I heard Josh McDowell said that it could be upwards of 96% of them, which is to say only 4% survive the onslaught against the Bible and the historic Christian faith. And so I am devoting some time on the Bible Answer Man broadcast to demonstrate that the supposed discrepancies are exactly that. They are merely supposed. One more example today. According to Professor Ehrman, the first of key discrepancies with respect to the resurrection involves the female or females who allegedly discovered the empty tomb. The reason I'm dealing with that, of course, should be obvious, because we are going to be celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ in just a few days. Who actually went to the tomb, asks Ehrman. Was it Mary alone? Mary and another Mary? Mary Magdalene? Mary the mother of James and Salome? Or women who had accompanied Jesus from Galilee to Jerusalem, possibly Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and other women? Well, it all depends on which gospel you read. And in responding to a dogmatist who has made a virtual art form out of exploiting the discrepancies in the secondary details of these gospels, a number of thoughts spring immediately to mind. Let me share them with you. First, it's helpful to recognize that the gospels are complementary rather than contradictory. If John had stipulated that Mary Magdalene was the only female to discover the empty tomb, and the other gospels had claimed more than one woman was involved in the process, we'd be faced with a genuine contradiction. Instead, the complementary details provided by the four gospel writers simply, as Paul Harvey used to say, flesh out the rest of the story. Furthermore, credible scholars are always looking for a reliable core set of facts in order to validate historical accounts. Now, in this case, liberal and conservative historians agree that the body of Jesus was buried in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. And as credible scholars have noted, a member of the Jewish court that condemned Christ to death is an unlikely candidate for Christian fiction. Additionally, when we consider the role of women in first century Jewish society, what's remarkable is that the empty tomb accounts feature females as heroes of the story in the first place. And that, of course, demonstrates that the gospel writers factually recorded what happened, even if it was culturally embarrassing. One final point. If each of the gospel writers presented secondary details in exactly the same way, Professor Ehrman would no doubt dismiss their accounts on the basis of collusion. Instead, of course, the Gospels provide unique yet mutually consistent perspectives on the events surrounding the empty tomb. And these principles not only revolve and resolve the conundrum that I'm talking about at this moment, but all the supposed resurrection narrative contradictions that are highlighted by Ehrman in his latest book. Indeed, we can safely conclude that far from being contradictory, the gospel accounts are clearly complementary, that a consensus of credible scholarship consider the core set of facts presented by the gospel writers to be authentic and reliable, and that the unique perspectives provided by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John preclude the possibility of collusion. Well, are the gospels contradictory respecting the female or females that discover the empty tomb? The answer is a resounding no. Bart Ehrman, a distinguished professor, is simply dead wrong on this supposed discrepancy, as well as the many others that he cites. And we're going to continue demonstrating that the Bible stands up under the shrill light of scrutiny, that it can be trusted. It is the infallible repository for redemptive revelation. I've written about this in a lot of different places. You're going to be finding out about a new resource that we have available in just a few days. But you can find a lot of this information in the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition.